This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert.
The Kenosha Festival of Cartooning is in full swing. The festival runs through Saturday. It brings internationally recognized cartoonists to the stage in Kenosha and to schools in the city to introduce kids to the art of cartooning.
Bill Morrison joins us now. He's in town for that event. He's a comic book writer, illustrator, and co-founder of Bongo Comics. He served as art director for the TV show Futurama. And his current work includes the new series Dead Vengeance for Dark Horse Comics and the revival of Roswell Little Green Man. He's the current president of the National Cartoonist Society. Bill, welcome to Central Time.
Hi, it's great to be here. Thank you.
Well, I understand you're speaking from one of Kenosha's schools. What do you want kids to know about what you do and why maybe they should think about considering life as a cartoonist?
Well, we just finished an assembly where we drew for a whole auditorium full of kids, and it was encouraging to see so many of them, and we understood they were all art students. We at first thought it was going to be just a general assembly, but there were so many art students, and it's really encouraging because cartooning is alive and well, and we just kind of want kids to know that it's an option if they are incessant doodlers like we all were when we grew up. There's an outlet for that, and you can actually make a living.
Right. When you're a kid and you learn about the professions, it's usually something like firefighter, police officer, doctor. What do you want people to know about how viable it is to be a cartoonist and how you yourself knew that that was the job for you?
Well, I think I knew I wanted to be an artist from age three. And I don't think I really remember this incident, but my sister, who was 11 years older than me, sat me down at the kitchen table, and she drew a stick figure, just a stick man. And she said, "I want you to imitate what I just drew, and I want to kind of test you and see how you draw. And I'll come back in 10 minutes, and I'll see, I'll take a look and see what you did." So she tells me that I looked at the drawing, and I must have realized that I could add more details than what she did, and that people weren't just a stick, that they had a width to their bodies and, fingers on their hands. And so I started adding all these details and clothing and hair. And she came back and she kind of flipped out. She was about 14 and she just went crazy. And she told me, "Billy, you're going to be an artist someday."
Wow, that's an amazing story.
Yeah, and I always remembered that growing up. People would say, "Bill, what do you want to be when you grow up?" And I would just say, "I'm going to be an artist because my sister told me I was." So I think a lot of kids have drawing ability, and I see it in a lot of kids. But if they don't get encouraged and nurtured and get a lot of props growing up for their drawing, I think they lose it. And I think if they get that encouragement either from teachers or from family members, it really makes an impression, and it gives you a goal to shoot for.
Well, we live in an age where arts programs are sometimes on the chopping block. Do you think that that is to our detriment, both for the future of cartooning and just for giving kids an outlet to draw?
Oh, yeah, it's definitely to the detriment. Even if kids don't go into art as a profession, it's just such an important part of our culture, and it's always a shame when that gets overlooked. When I was a kid, art funding always got cut in our schools, and art and music both. And I just learned to be a drummer a couple of years ago. I started taking lessons. And my only regret is that I didn't do it sooner because I love it. I don't make a living at it. It's not part of my profession. But whenever I get to play drums with a band, I have such a great time. And it's just an enrichment that I wish I would have had in my younger years.
We're talking with Bill Morrison right now. He's a comic book writer, illustrator, and co-founder of Bongo Comics. He was also art director for the TV show Futurama. He's in Wisconsin right now for the Kenosha Festival of Cartooning. Now, for Bongo Comics, where you worked for a long time, you created comics based on The Simpsons and the Futurama. Did you draw on what you loved most or maybe what bugged you most as a kid who read comics when you were doing that job?
Yeah, a lot of my experience growing up reading comics went into that. I love comics. I loved comics growing up, and I still love comics. To me, it's the coolest thing about it is it's basically making movies on paper. And when you're involved in a film production, it usually takes a whole lot of people doing many different jobs to make a project come together. And one of the things I love about comics is, this doesn't happen in every case, but if you want to, you can do the whole thing. You can write it, you can draw it, you can ink it, letter it, color it. You can print it now on your, you know, desktop printer. You can even distribute it and sell it. And part of the job of drawing comics is it's actually many jobs, because it's you're the set designer, you're the costumer, you're acting when you're drawing the characters, emoting in the panels and you know, doing different gestures. So it's very much like making a film, but one person can do the whole thing. So your personal vision can sort of unfold on the page, I think, in a really satisfying way that doesn't exist anywhere else.
That's interesting, because comics today, you know, they face a lot of competition. There's electronic media, there's video games, all kinds of things kids can do. Can you make the case for why it's important that kids remember comics and keep on reading them? Maybe parents even should keep on nudging them in that direction.
You know, it's kind of tough, because comics can be expensive compared to a lot of other entertainment. So I think the best case I can make for it is comics are changing. And, you know, you look at a paper comic book and it might cost, you know, $3 or $4, whereas, you know, when I was growing up, it was 12 cents. So that's a huge jump in price. And if a kid wants to buy a video game that they can play over and over and over again and spend many hours on, they'll usually go for the video game, because it's, you know, it's something that they're not going to enjoy for a half hour and then never pick up again. So they get a lot of long-lasting enjoyment out of it. However, with comics, it's not just entertainment. It's art. It's storytelling. And now with digital comics, you can actually read your comics on your handheld devices. One of the things that I'm doing with Bongo is we just developed a Simpsons comic reader app. So now most of our Simpsons comics are available to read on your iPhone or your iPad, and we're now working on a Futurama app. So the cost is coming down. It's something that I think you know, is going to be more and more an affordable option, for, not only for entertainment, but you know, just for the art of it. I mean, the art is incredible, you know. And I don't want to just toot the Simpsons and Futurama horn, because I'm a fan of so many comics, and there's so much brilliant art being produced and storytelling and original ideas. And a lot of the movies that you're seeing today are coming from those comic book ideas and those comic book characters. So it's something that I really think needs to stay alive, and it's really worthwhile. It's very rewarding.
And Bill, just briefly before we let you go, what is it like getting together with all these famous, notable cartoonists, getting together at the Kenosha Festival of Cartooning?
It's a lot of fun. And we're all from different disciplines and different mediums and art forms. We have comic strip artists who appear in the newspapers. I myself work in animation and in comic books. We've got illustrators. We've got a guy who works for Mad Magazine. And we love coming together. We come together once a year as a much bigger group with the National Cartoonist Society for our Reuben Awards weekend. And, you know, we have so much in common, but we've also got our little peculiar differences in what we do.
And we leave it there. Bill, sounds like a lot of fun. Thanks for joining us.
It was my pleasure. Thank you.
That's Bill Morrison, comic book writer, illustrator, and co-founder of Bongo Comics. He was art director for the TV show Futurama. He's currently in Wisconsin for the Kenosha Festival of Cartooning, which runs through Saturday.
The Futurama theme song there. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. You're listening to Central Time.